The first opinion says that since you're having enough from it, even though it's Esrog Shel Mitzvah, make a bracha when it's permitted to smell Esrog Shel Mitzvah. Hadassim, one cannot smell because the hooks of the mitzvah, and the eager thing of the hadas is the smell, whereas Esrog, the eager thing is the eating, and the haktzor of the mitzvah prevents us from eating it, but not from smelling. Others say you don't make a bracha because the mice of this fruit is not primarily not intended for the smell, it's for the aluminium. Therefore, to avoid this machlekes, it's proper not to smell the esrog on yontif. But after yontif, then you can smell. If one did smell it, you should not make a bracha because it's sofik brachas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings various poskim and say. Says the Ramah Yeshayim Damariach v'pas. Smell freshly baked bread, which has a very enjoyable smell. You make a bracha shenosn reich v'pas. Others say that you should not make a bracha. This is not included in the types of smells that we make a bracha. And therefore, also here, one should avoid going out of his way smelling fresh bread. If he does, he does not make a problem.